At the far end of the street, to her amazement, she saw Carla with a trowel and a paper bag, digging at a big, neglected-looking flower tub. "What on earth are you doing?" Gwendoline said, before she could stop herself. Carla looked up and smiled a big, broad smile.
"Oh, hello, you live opposite me. I've seen you going in and out."
"But this isn't your flower pot."
"No, I know. Isn't it terrible? It's crying out for someone to look after it, poor old thing."
She patted the pot affectionately.
"And why are you planting things in it?"
Gwendoline was suspicious.
"Why not? I always put seeds in people's tubs or window boxes. It's a little hobby of mine. You'd be amazed how many of them flower. It's like magic looking at the street begin to bloom."
"But people mightn't want you to put flowers in their property," Gwendoline said,
and even as she spoke, she realized how ridiculous it sounded.
"Most people are pleased when they see the flowers. Surprised, but pleased."
Then she reached out and took Gwendoline by the arm.
"I've finished here. Why don't you come back and have a cup of coffee with me, Gwendoline?"
"How do you know my name?"
"Your brother told me. He was upset because you weren't home when he called. He was nervous about breaking the bad news to you."
He had told her all their private business.